from WJCT in Jacksonville. This is our weekly news magazine and the news podcast of the First Coast. I'm your host, Vince Kong, and this is Redux. It's Friday, January 13th, Friday the 13th for the superstitious types, and it's not every day that a multi-Grammy award winner hangs out in your workplace, but it happened and we'll bring you contemporary violinist Damian Escobar. We'll also give you the lowdown on the years-old saga involving the development of Metropolitan Park. We'll also give you an update on neonatal care in Orange Park. But first, two stories that have gripped Jacksonville in recent years: expansion of the Human Rights Ordinance and, of course, pensions. So please stay tuned. Supporters are hoping the third time will indeed be the charm to expand Jacksonville's Human Rights Ordinance to cover the LGBT community. And a bill to do just that was introduced earlier this past week at a Jacksonville City Council meeting, which included a long line of supporters and opponents who appeared during public comment to discuss the issue. One of them was Raymond Johnson, the founder of a conservative political consulting firm, Biblical Concepts Ministry.
Please vote no, no, no on HRO. This is a homosexual superiority ordinance.
But not everyone in the faith community is against expanding the HRO. Earlier this week, Pastor R.L. Gundy of Mount Sinai Baptist Church joined Melissa Ross on First Coast Connect to discuss what should happen during next month's vote.
We actually have 200 faith community, faith leaders, pastors who have come on board to support the HRO. So we are not where we used to be by a long shot. I think that we've gotten people over a lot of the fears. They understand that the bill will protect the churches. You've got to come to this table with a pure heart and a clear conscience when you're making decisions.
A vote by council isn't expected until at least next month. Comments from our listeners about the HRO will be sprinkled throughout this show. First Coast Connect can be heard each weekday morning at 9 a.m. on 89.9 FM or streaming on our WJCT app. Another issue on the minds of River City residents, pensions. Jacksonville police officers and Mayor Lenny Curry picked up negotiations where they left off last year. The mayor is offering a better deal for new hires this time around, but union leaders are still not sold on his plan to move them into a 401k-style retirement. As WJCT's Ryan Bank reports, the mayor's offer has an expiration date.
I have come to the conclusion that 401ks will not work for law enforcement.
That's Curry in 2014. According to police, he was speaking during a closed-door meeting with police union leaders when he was still a mayoral candidate. On Wednesday, Fraternal Order of Police members watched the old Curry clip in their packed union hall, unannounced to Curry and his staff. The mayor maintains the clip was taken out of context and that his newest offer is a good deal for police officers.
The defined contribution plan that I've put on the table today looks nothing like a 401k you see in the private sector. It is rich, and it is rich because it respects the risk that men and women in uniform experience every day.
Curry's plan differs from a pension because it doesn't have a guaranteed payout. It's subject to fluctuations of the stock market. But he points out the city would also match up to 25% of a new employee's contribution. Curry's also offering a 20% pay bump over 3 years and for recently cut benefits to be restored, including an annual cost of living adjustment of 3%. But union president Steve Zona says the city contribution is nearly the same amount as it would be if new hires were rolled into the state's pension plan, a move the union wanted, but the mayor stridently opposes.
We're so close to making a deal. And in our opinion, FRS is almost the same cost as what the mayor put on the table.
If the city migrated employees to the Florida retirement system, ceding bargaining control to lawmakers, Jacksonville would have to contribute 29% of salaries, 6% of which would go toward the state's unfunded liability. The police union has 30 days to agree to Curry's offer, or it's off the table. Curry needs to get unions to agree to close one of three city pension plans in order for a sales tax extension that voters approved in August to take effect. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.
To judge a person solely on their sexual orientation would be, once again, to judge me because I'm African American. It is incumbent upon all of us to understand that there needs to be, and there was at one time, a separation of church and state in this country. And so I throw my wholehearted support behind the HRO, and I will until we have an HRO in Jacksonville.
That was William from Atlantic Beach calling in to First Coast Connect. Jacksonville's Metropolitan Park could soon be developed into a shopping and residential area across from Everbank Field. The city is soliciting development proposals for the park and the neighboring Shipyards property. Sure, it's a Jacksonville story that's played out time and time again with no results. But in this week's business brief, analyst John Burr tells news director Jessica Plumbo exactly why he thinks things this time will be different.
John, we've heard this before on this very segment. In a business brief, we have talked about Shad Khan's plans for the Shipyards. You were quite optimistic about his plan succeeding last year, but that did not quite happen.
Nope. Did not happen, and we're going on the fifth go-round now for the ship.
The fifth?
Yes, the fifth since 1995.
What is different this time?
The involvement by the mayor. Mayor Lenny Curry seems to have really grasped onto this project and has made it a priority. Other mayors in the past certainly supported development of the Shipyards, but they didn't put quite the effort into it that Mayor Curry seems to be putting into this. And of course, you have Shad Khan, who owns the Jaguars, who gets just about anything he wants out of the city council, and well has the means to make this all happen. I'm going to really get optimistic. This time it's going to work. Fifth time's a charm.
Okay, but you had those same factors last year. You had Mayor Curry, you had Shad Khan proposing something for the Shipyards. What has changed in a year?
One of the good things about having five different go-rounds is each time you learn something and the next plan comes out a little better. And I think the final twist here is the idea of putting development into what is now Metro Park and making the public access park the west side of the Shipyards property. That seems to make a lot of sense, to put condos, the hotel, the shops as close as possible to the stadium.
So what we're talking about here is combining Metropolitan Park with what's the old Shipyards property. That's the contaminated part of the land west of here. And that was what held up Shad Khan's plans last year. So now he's looking at building closer to WJCT.
It really starts to make much more sense. This iteration of the plan, I think, has a really good chance of succeeding. It may take years, really, to get this thing going, but we've been at this since 1995, so that would be par for the course, I guess. A lot of people have proposed things for that land. We've had proposals for an Olympic swimming venue, an aquarium. Actually, what is probably going to happen in some form or fashion is the USS Adams will be displayed there and become an attraction. No shortage of ideas for what to do with the Shipyards, including a zip line across the river.
That's WJCT business analyst John Burr, and I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
My biggest concern with all of it is the conscience protection. People in business situations, maybe in medium-sized businesses, are forced to promote and propagate and cooperate in spreading a message that goes directly contrary to their conscience and their beliefs. We, at least I as a Christian, would not ask a gay printer to be forced by force of law under punitive sanctions to publish a tract that declares homosexuality to be an abomination if he doesn't want to. I would go to a Christian printer if I wanted to publish something like that, which I've never done. But I would go to a Christian printer who could do that without a conflict of conscience or of his own values.
That was Margaret from Orange Park calling in to First Coast Connect. Coming up.
I can go and sit in at the Philharmonic. Probably not. I'm not that good.
That's award-winning contemporary violinist Damian Escobar. But first, here's an update to a story that was featured on our podcast about the health of Jacksonville. Babies across the country can soon get help from mothers right here on the First Coast. The Orange Park Medical Center recently opened a milk bank where mothers can donate breast milk to new moms who might be unable to produce enough for their newborns. Doctors in Orange Park say there are important components to human milk that aren't included in commercial baby formula, which is why many hospitals are joining the milk donation program. Damian Escobar is a contemporary violinist most notable for deftly fusing multiple genres of music to create his own mellifluous sound. The two-time Emmy Award winner from Jamaica, Queens, New York has sold millions of albums and has performed for two U.S. presidents, including George W. Bush and Barack Obama. He's also toured all over the world. Earlier this week, dropped by WJCT Studios to speak with Indie Endeavor host Ryan Bank about all things music, including what influences the youngest graduate of Juilliard at age 13.
Michael Jackson, Prince, there's so many, the legends, of course. There's a lot of new cats that I really, really like. Gary Clark Jr., he's Anderson .Paak, Alabama Shakes. Like, there's a lot of new artists that really inspire me. And it could be independent artists, man. Like, I kind of draw inspiration from everybody. You know, it's more so a vibe than anything. I draw inspiration from vibes.
Escobar also discussed his goal of redefining what it means to be a violinist with the hope of one day bringing that instrument into the mainstream.
I tell people I'm the most unclassical violinist in the world, you know, and it's a stereotype that I think not only me, but a lot of crossover violinists are trying to break, that this instrument can only be associated with classical music. It was like that with the guitar when the guitar first came out. It was just associated with one genre until they kind of crossed it over into a rock and roll, R&B, every culture. Same thing with the violin, man. Like, you could put a sheet of classical music in front of me, I wouldn't be able to read it at this point because mm-hmm. I haven't played classical music in 15 years.
Right.
You know, so what I really want kids to get from what I'm doing is that you can take something and be innovative. You know, the key thing is being innovative. You know, not following the leader. You know, if there's something that you like that you believe in, do it. You know, because this instrument has taken me around the world, playing for Oprah, selling out tours around the country as a violinist, you know, and not a traditional violinist, which is a classical violinist. Of course, I can go and sit in at the Philharmonic. Probably not. I'm not that good. But I can, years ago when I played classical music, you know, I probably could have sat in and played some music with the Philharmonic. No, I wanted to show people that this instrument can cross over into pop culture, you know, and I can be mentioned with, you know, other artists that are singers. You know, right. That's kind of like the goal. So I want to just show kids, like, look, be innovative.
You can hear the entire interview on Indie Endeavor, which airs each Tuesday night at 11 on 89.9 FM or streaming on our WJCT app. Also, like us on our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel to find out when an exclusive video of his performance airs. And that's WJCT Jax. That also concludes our show. You can subscribe to Redux wherever you get podcasts. And please leave a comment. Tell us that you like us. I'm Vince Kong, and thank you for listening. Escobar is going to play us out with a song that he played in studio. This is Awaken. Enjoy. And that concludes Redux. Thank you for listening.